Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? You know, this is Memorial Weekend, and for a lot of folks, this is just a three-day weekend. You know, it's just another time to get off work for one day and extend out the weekend. But, you know, really, this is Memorial Weekend. It is for what? It's to remember all the fallen soldiers that have died in service to our country and for me and you. If you've lost a loved one or know of someone that's lost a loved one in the service, serving our country, raise your hand. You know, it's a great thing. If you served in the military, raise your hand. Matter of fact, just stand up. If you served in the military, stand up. Amen. I want to thank you so much because, you know, it is such an honor for us to be able to, we applaud because we truly mean it. We want to say thank you. Thank you for your service. And we want to remember all those, not just who died for our country and for us and for the freedom that we enjoy, but their families. You know, because they lost something precious to them. Not just another person who died for their country, but one who died for them, and they were our own family members. So be sure and be praying for them and lifting them up in prayer during the week. You know, I want to start out with a little scene. Just imagine you're sitting on horseback. It's just barely daylight. You really can't see anything yet. And you're riding out. You're getting ready to pen some cows. It's kind of misty. It's kind of hazy. You really can't see. You know you can hear them and out there somewhere. And the whole purpose for you being there is to get around behind them and push them toward the pens so you can load them up, right? You know, and as you're going along, you get to where you can see just a little bit better, and you get to where you see them. And guess what? They can see you too. And they start getting antsy. And you get around behind them and you slowly work with them and you don't want them to spook. You want them to stay together. But all of a sudden, they start moving. And it looks like the earth is moving too. You can just see it. It's crazy how it's just like the ground is rolling as they're moving along. And everything is going real good. And you're thinking, man, this is going to be easy. This is really going to be great. And then all of a sudden, this one maverick, this one hard-headed critter is decided, I'm going to be different. I'm not going to go with the group. And what happens is he bails. He takes off. But almost every single time when one does it, others follow, don't they? They just fall in, maybe two or three, or maybe the whole herd goes because of one, just because of one that bailed. You know, church folks are a lot like that, aren't we? You know, I know personally of several churches right now that are going through problems due to lack of unity, lack of love for each other. They have forgotten why they go to church to begin with. They've forgotten who they serve. They start serving themselves and their own desires and their own wants. They start looking out for me, what I want to get out of church. In John 17, 20 through 26, I want you to go there with me. John 17, 20 through 26. This is Jesus talking, and he's going to talk about unity. Let's see what Jesus has to say about unity. He's praying to God here. He says, I am praying not only for these disciples, but for all those who will ever believe in me through their message. That's us. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one, as you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us so that the world will believe you sent me. I've given them the glory you gave me, and so they may be one as we are one. I am in them, and you are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love me as much as you love them. Father, I want these whom you have given to me to be with me where I am. Then they can see all the glory you gave me because you loved me even before the world began. O righteous Father, the world doesn't know me, but I do, and these doesn't know you, but I do, and these disciples know you sent me. I have revealed you to them, and I will continue to do so. Then your love for me will be in them, and I will be in them also. Okay, y'all, this is something that Jesus is talking about, that every one of us be in one spirit, that we all, you know, that we all try to get along, that we all try to move in the same direction, and we look forward to Christ's return, loving each other as much as he loved us. Boy, howdy, you know, that is a hard thing to do, because not all of us are lovable, right? I mean, some of us are stinkers. I'm a stinker. I'll admit it. You know, I like to aggravate people, you know. I do. And some people don't like that, but that's just the way I am. But I try. But people love me in spite of me being a stinker. You know, we should love each other in spite of each other's faults, right? You know, we should overlook them and look forward to being with each other and to helping each other. You know, there's strength in numbers, but when you get off by yourself, you're weak, aren't you? Strength comes from when we're together. You know, it says the church, the body of Christ is the church. That's us. We are the body of Christ, his physical body here on earth. We are it. And we are to do what? Love each other, protect each other, pray for each other, lift each other up. And when somebody falls, we don't kick them or go, you know, he fell, you know. No, we reach down and we lift them up and start loving them. You know, I'm so glad that God loved us that much, that he sent Jesus for us. You know, this love that Jesus is talking about is what gives us credibility to the world. You know, when we act like ourselves and the world sees us instead of Christ, it automatically, they go, what's the first thing that they say? You know, you're a hypocrite. Man, if that's what Christianity is all about, I don't want any part of it. You know, because all Christians are hypocrites. How many of y'all heard that? I've had them tell it to me to my face that I'm a hypocrite, you know. But I try to tell them, you know what? We are saved by the grace of God. Yes, we are sinners just like you, but we've been forgiven. But when disunity comes into a church, what usually happens? It's because there's been an argument. Somebody's got their feelings hurt. There's a little bit of intolerance going on, some gossiping that I got overheard, or the gossip got to a person that doesn't gossip and they get offended. It always comes to an offense, doesn't it? Someone gets offended. But what the scripture is telling us is that we should not take offense when people are doing this. It's going to happen in this world because Satan is the true enemy that we're dealing with here, not each other. Y'all realize that? It's Satan that's trying to cause dissension and problems in the church and in our body, within us, and with all churches. A good friend of mine, his church, they are going through this. The band's, it's just a shambles. The leadership is a shambles. And the whole church is just kind of, they're just wandering around lost. And it's due to one thing. When I talked to him, I said, "Brother, I can hear one thing that resounds out so loud like a giant horn that's wrong." He says, "Well, what is it?" And I said, "Lack of unity. Y'all have lost focus with what you're supposed to be doing. You've taken your eyes off of Jesus and you put it around all the surrounding, all the things that's going on. You stop loving each other, praying for each other, taking care of each other." He said, "You know, it is, but it's such an easy trap to fall into, brother." He said, "It's so easy." I said, "It is. It's so easy because, you see, it only takes one, just one maverick, one person to take offense. And when that one person does, what happens? There's not unity anymore. You're either all unified or you're not. United States of America, that word means something. It means the states are united together for one goal, one purpose, for liberty and justice and freedom for all of us. But are we really unified? You know, sometimes you look at the news, if you look at the media, we're not, you know. We're all trying to do, each state's trying to do its own thing. But it was not supposed to be set up that way through our forefathers. We were supposed to be united for freedom for all who come into our country. So this little one thing is a trap that we all can easily fall into. And it's so funny, we see the trap. We know that that's what causes, we know what causes disunity. We know what happens when we get our feelings hurt or we get mad. And we say, "You know what, I don't have nothing to do with them anymore. That person, I'm done." But it's a trap we constantly fall into. We're sitting there looking at it, and we just fall right in it every single time. Everyone that's a member of Common Ground Cowboy Church serves a purpose. You're here for a reason. You're not here by accident. This morning you say, "Well, you know, I'm not even a member." But you're not here by accident. You are here by the grace of God. God is the one that caused you to be here this morning. But what I'd like to see among everything, above everything, is Common Ground Cowboy Church to be uncommon. Not like the rest of the churches that are having trouble with unity. To have unity, for us to be unified and going in the same direction, not just loving each other, but loving each other with the same love that Jesus loves us. Man, how good would that be? You know, a person that loves that kind of love, it's a selfish love that they're constantly looking to help somebody. They're constantly looking for a way to minister to someone. They're always saying, "Can I help you? There's something you need done." Even when they have things themselves that they've got to do, that they've got to get taken care of. They put other people in front of themselves. Amen? That's exactly what Jesus is talking about. He's saying, love each other that way to where that you put other people in front of yourself. In Philippians 1:27, Paul says this, "Above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ. Then, whether I come," Paul says, "and I see you again or only hear about you, I'll know that you are standing together with one spirit, one purpose, fighting together for the faith, which is the good news." And in 1 Peter 3:8-9, write this down. This is important too. "Finally, all All of you should be of one mind. Sympathize with each other. Love each other as brothers and sisters. Be tender-hearted and keep humble attitudes. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and He will bless you for it. You know, unity is such a precious, precious gift that God gives us. We are unified already through Christ. Amen? That's the unity that I'm talking about. It's that unity, and it's up to us to preserve it, to maintain it, to be ever watchful for Satan to come and try to steal it away. His whole purpose in life is to cause disruptions, problems, cause you to get offended, cause you to get mad. That's what he lives for. I tell you what, Satan knows my buttons to push. Does he know yours? He knows exactly how to get me, how to get me to lose my temper, how to get me to be short-tempered with someone. He knows the buttons. So I'm always having to watch out for that rascal because he's constantly trying to trip me up. But guess what? He's constantly trying to trip you up too. He's constantly trying to get you to fall. But we are not in this alone, are we? Through the power of the Holy Spirit, washed by the blood of Jesus, we together all stand for one thing. What is it? We stand for Christ. It's our job to love each other. It's our job to take care of each other. And you know, in that whole world that's outside this barn wants that kind of love. I mean, how many of us truly don't want to be loved? You know, that's what's wrong with this world today is there's so many people that's just seeking, hunting, looking for someone to love them unconditionally just like they are, wherever they're at in their life. They just want to be loved. I tell you, I love each and every one of you, and I know you love me. Now, you may not like me all the time, but you love me. I may not like you all the time, but I love you unconditionally. That's what Christianity is supposed to be like. If the world seen Christianity like that all the time, if we were like that in every day, everything that we did, everything that we said, everywhere that we went, everyone that we come in contact with, you'd splatter them with Jesus' love. They'd go, man, that guy's just not right. There's something wrong with that woman. Here we are. We got this big thing going on in the office. That sucker's smiling. What does he know that I don't know? What has she got that I ain't got? I sure would like to have it. They seek it. I'm telling you, it draws them to, not to you, but it draws them to Christ like a moth to the flame. They can't resist it. They see it. They want to come to it. That's the pull of the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit working through you, the Holy Spirit of God. Amen? You know, let's don't be like everybody else. Let's don't let our church sink into that thing of where we're not loving each other, we're not caring for each other. If you've got something against somebody here this morning, man, take care of today for you before you leave. Go tell them you love them, you're sorry, whatever you got to do. But just make sure that you take care of it because anything you hold with inside you and they don't know about, you're not hurting them. You're only hurting yourself. So make sure that you get it right because we are bound to love each other. We are bound together, I want to say like slaves. We are bound together and we can't help it. We're here for Christ and for each other. Amen. Let's love each other and continue to grow and tell everybody that we see, everyone that we come in contact, how much we love Jesus, how much we love each other, and how much we love them. Amen. Let's go with the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Lord. I just lift up this congregation, Lord, this group of believers that are here, this body of Christ. Father, I just ask you, Father, to help them to look inside their hearts. Father, to profess any sins, Lord, that they have, they've committed against you. Father, that we look in our hearts to see, Father, if we have an offense, something against someone else, or if we know they have something against us. Father, I just pray, Lord, that we take care of it today. That the Holy Spirit, Father, of God, of you, Father, would just flow out of us, that we would be able to get things right, Father, because you know, Father, it's not good to hold on to an offense or to a problem. Lord, it's our whole purpose is to be unified together and to love each other and take care of each other because you loved us first enough to send Jesus for us and to show us what true love is. Unconditional love, no matter what we've done, because we've all sinned, Father, and we've all fallen short of your glory. We've all sinned. Not one of us is not a sinner here this morning, Lord. I just pray, Father, that you would just convict us, and Father, and just through the help of the Holy Spirit, Father, that we would just come to love each other in such a manner, Lord, in such a way, Father, that the world looks at it and says, that's what Christianity is supposed to look like. That's what love is supposed to look like. I just thank you, Father. I ask a blessing for all the families that are here, Lord, and just meet all the needs. There's so many needs that need to be met, and sickness and work and, Father, lack of work and just problems. Lord, I just pray as we lift all of our prayers up, unified together, Lord, that you would just answer our prayers. Father, just help us, Lord, to love each other like you love us. In Jesus' name I pray, God. Amen. Want to thank you for being here at Common Ground Cowboy Church. If you're visiting with us this morning, we want to say howdy and welcome. And if you're looking for a church home, we hope that you'll consider Common Ground Cowboy Church for your church home. And it's an easy thing to do. We got a green sheet back there that you can go fill out. And it's a painless process, isn't it, Tammy? It's painless. She's not going to bite you. She's sitting back there, but she's not going to bite you. She'll show you. We've got a prayer request box back there that if you have any prayers that you need praying for in your life, for your family, you can put them on there. Even if you don't want to write them down what it is, but it's just an unspoken, be sure and put it in the prayer box, and we'll pray for you. And if you have your tithes and offering, we put those in the can. We don't pass a hat around here. And it's just between you and God. Are you glad that you is in God's house this morning? The band did a great job, didn't they? Praise the Lord. Y'all have a blessed day.